Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
Good morning. I'm Doug Tribou. Every Wednesday morning, Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, Jack Lessenberry, joins me to talk about some of the top stories from around the state. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
Not much good news for Michigan schools on the latest national assessment of educational progress, Jack. The test looks at math and reading skills for fourth and eighth graders. Michigan schools were essentially flat in all the categories, and the state's numbers have been flat or down for about a decade. The numbers are most troubling in Detroit, which ranked worst for student performance in the nation. What stands out to you about the latest results?
Well, I think this is Detroit's key problem, that you can contain the crime and things are much better than they were, but the schools are a huge problem and people are unwilling for obvious reasons to put their children in public schools. And so you've got a lot of people who move in and are excited and then leave when they have children. Mayor Duggan wanted the legislature to give him the authority to determine where any new school would open, charter or regular public school, but they refused to do that. And so you've got charters sort of cannibalizing good areas where there are more desirable students. So I think that we need to go back to the drawing board. Schools need to become community centers, and you have to have a holistic approach. But we're not there yet.
And Jack, at the state level, there was a response yesterday saying that the state thinks it can balance this push for more skilled trades education with traditional education bumping up these numbers. Do you see the state being able to walk that line?
No, it's pretty clear the state really doesn't know what it's doing. They flopped around on assessment tests, and there's the whole phenomenon about teaching to the test. Actually, what they used to call vocational education, community colleges have done quite well, some of them. Macomb Community College is a model nationwide. I think we have to worry about the academics and worrying about even someone, I should say, maybe especially someone in skilled trades needs to learn how to read and write and do math efficiently, and our kids aren't.
Faculty and students at Michigan State University are criticizing the appointment of Robert Young Jr. as lead counsel to oversee civil lawsuits against MSU stemming from the Larry Nassar scandal. Young is a former state Supreme Court justice. Observers say his opinions in several sexual misconduct cases that he heard on the bench make him the wrong choice for this new role. How do you see it?
Former Chief Justice Young is, by all accounts, a brilliant man, brilliant legal scholar, Harvard Law degree, etc. But he is a very political and politicizing and polarizing figure. He's a longtime crony and friend of John Engler. This is the problem you get when you have a political person as a university president. Engler's appointed a lot of people who have been close to him for a lot of years. I'm not saying that Justice Young couldn't separate how he ruled back then from what he's doing at Michigan State, but no, I think he's not a good choice.
The state announced last week that it was going to stop giving out bottled water in Flint. Now the water has run out and the distribution centers there are closed. You have the state saying the water is safe to drink. You have residents saying they don't trust the water. How would you handle this situation?
It's almost as if Governor Snyder was campaigning to help the Democrats. The optics is the word of the day. This looks terrible. Yes, the water indeed is better, but this is coupled at the same time with the state's decision to allow Nestle to pump lots more water out of the Great Lakes Basin to bottle. It'd be very curious to know how Attorney General Bill Schuette is running for the gubernatorial nomination, Republican nomination, almost running against Snyder, what his position would be on this. But, of course, eventually the state hopes to be in a position where they won't have to provide Flint with bottled water. But right now, it's probably not the most sensitive way of doing this.
People in the country legally but temporarily would have the end date of their legal status printed on their driver's licenses if new bills in the state house become law. Legislators who support the proposal say it would prevent people from keeping their licenses beyond the time frame for their legal documentation. Initially, the language referred to all immigrants, but it was adjusted yesterday after complaints by immigration advocates. That was during a committee hearing in Lansing. Good move there, Jack?
Well, it's a good move to certainly soften the language. Originally, it was almost like asking people to wear some kind of star on their clothing showing their ethnic status. What this may well do is lead to people not having driver's licenses or driving illegally. I question whether we want traffic cops to act as auxiliary immigration agents. Probably not. And I think, if anything, this causes more problems than it solves.
Jack, thanks a lot.
Doug, have a great week.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, and he joins me every Wednesday morning at 7:45.